This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 9th. God's word for you today is the trigger. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verse 18. And it says, "No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded." To multiply, the first thing Jesus teaches us from the example in Luke 9, verse 12 to 17 is to organize. And the second thing Jesus teaches us is that it has to be blessed before it can multiply. Yesterday, we looked at Hebrews 7, verse 6 to 8. Please read. And we saw that even though Abraham was the one with the promise, he still needed to work with the principle of tithing, and he still needed to be blessed. Abraham existed before the law, and he tithed. We, like Abraham our father, tithe is an eternal priesthood of Christ Jesus, who lives forever. Jesus says to us, organize before you multiply, and it has to be blessed before it can multiply. You cannot multiply something that is cursed. You cannot multiply something that at the least is devoid of blessing. Read Genesis 30, verse 25 to 43. Luke 9, verse 16 to 17 says, "Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted." The third thing Jesus shows us is that it has to be given away for it to multiply. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and he kept giving. Jesus could have chosen to eat first, after all, he's the master. But the thing would have not worked. He had to give, and he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so that they could distribute it to the people. 12 years ago, when God's Favorite House was about to start, I went to Oklahoma to see one of my mentors, Pastor Craig Groeschel of Life Church. While we were having a session, in came Robert Morris, the pastor of Gateway Church, the author of The Blessed Life. You need to read this book. Pastor Craig introduced us, and Robert Morris began to share his story of how God moved him into financial multiplication. I can never forget, and today the man is an incurable giver. The problem with many of us is we hold on tightly to the things we should let go of. Check scriptures. None of the people who are friends of God were stingy people. They were unbelievable givers. Check the scriptures for yourself. If you really want to make an impact with your life, invest in something that would outlast you, the kingdom of God. The luminary bodies are sustained by their sacrifice. The sun keeps burning. That is how the sun is sustained. People that govern and rule are ruling by sacrifice. People that are great by sacrifice. The sun does not have to pray or worry about enemy arrows. Such arrows will burn off because the sun is consistently emitting light and power. Spirits are welcomed on earth and hosted on earth through sacrifices, even the Spirit of God. Everywhere you see a demonic spirit in operation, there is an altar. Every throne has an altar. It is your sacrifice that will secure your place. Even Jesus, it was a sacrifice that secured a place for him in glory. And this is why Jesus is king. Regardless of what the world thinks, Jesus will remain king. Let us pray. Father, open my eyes to see what I must give away, a sacrifice that will trigger the multiplication I am believing you for this season and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.